from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
7:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Thirsty Thursday. Ed Norris, like to call this day.
Friday Eve, Beb.
Baltimore Orioles just took 3 out of 4 from the Toronto Blue Jays. They split a doubleheader on Monday, one Tuesday, and then yesterday had 2 afternoon games in this series, which is great. I love it. Yesterday, first career home run by Jackson Holliday. He did it in style. Grand slam home run to put that game away. Landed on Utah Street.
Got that JH out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ready to put it right there. You're forever. It's great, man.
Did this series right the ship, in your opinion?
I think there's a lot of things that happen in this series that really... Like we talked about this on Monday. The James McCann... Well, going back to James McCann getting hit, staying in the game on Monday. You know, you got the big win on Sunday, even though it was dicey. That doesn't count for this series. You have the
I think it does.
Okay.
I think it does.
You have the hiccup Sunday night where it's like, oh, man, you guys had a chance to really put one on them with Toronto going to a bullpen game and... Their bullpen is awful, but they didn't take advantage of it. You had some guys sitting, whatever. But getting 3 out of 4 and the stuff that happened with McCann, and I even think teams do this stuff where they rally around what just happened to Westberg. And it's like, all right, nobody's going to feel sorry for us. Yeah. Let's pick ourselves up.
Yes.
And they have 2 new pitchers to go along with it after the trade deadline. Starters, that is.
Did it right the ship, Ed?
Did it right? It turned it. It definitely turned it in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know? But you got to look at it completely. I mean, the Westberg injury is a big deal. And what the hell's going on with Gunnar? It 2 more yesterday. That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it is. And a lot of his are throwing. And, you know, I'm not trying to just defend him blindly, but like, I do think there is something that Rob talks about that he gets to some balls that most guys don't.
Yeah.
And he's trying to make those extra plays. And when he speeds it up, you know, because it's like when I talk about Pat Mahomes, like he's so good. He's so confident in what he does. I was reading a number about how many interceptions he's had called back because of penalties, more than anyone in the league.
But the problem is, yesterday, the errors were fielding errors. They weren't throwing errors.
And
to me, they're balls that Gunnar needs to kind of wait back for because he has a ridiculous throwing arm. And too many times, in my opinion, Ed, going back to what you was talking about, he tries to play that short hop when if you just play back on it, he wants to throw on a run so much that sometimes if you just play it flat-footed, let it come to you, and then make the throw. He doesn't do that enough. I saw a play made against the Orioles by the Blue Jays, their third baseman. He had the between hop. He bladed his shoulders to get in the throwing motion already. Let the, you know, played it off the true hop and made a strong throw. Gunnar can make that play. He doesn't make that play. Both plays yesterday was from him charging it, trying to short hop it and make the throw on a run. That's different to me than getting to a ball deep in a hole and having a throwing error. Those are 2 plays that a shortstop has to make, Jeremy.
Yeah, and the weird thing is, like, even if he had a bad throw that didn't allow anyone to advance on a double play ball, like, right, a lot of times we're seeing that. He's coming over, he's rushing that throw, and it goes, you know, 8 feet over the first baseman's head.
Right.
Or, you know, he just throws it wild where he can't get to it. And some of those things aren't going to show up necessarily, but, yeah, look, this funk has been kind of odd. It feels like the bat is slowly starting to break out. Still want to see him go Yabo here a couple of times. But, like, you know, the defense is, it stumbled a little bit. He's a really good defender. I'm not worried about him. It's just weird to see it because I do think he's a plus defender.
He's gone on for an extended period of time now. It's not like, you know, a couple of bad games.
I'm not worried about his ability. I'm worried about him mentally, though. I mean, I'm worried about it getting in his head. Defense sometimes, man, gets in your head more than the offense.
It does.
You know, am I worried about his ability? No, I agree with Jeremy. Athletically, Ed, he's a tremendous shortstop.
Yeah.
But I do worry about him psychologically if he continues to make these plays. Is it going to get in his head at the wrong time?
This guy should be the MVP conversation every year. And he's leading the American League in errors. He's not getting 18. I mean, that's quite a bit of, that's a lot of errors.
A week ago, he had, 13? Just a week ago.
Yeah.
And he's piled up 5 errors in a week. And again, it goes back to what Jeremy said. Is he a bad shortstop? No, I think he's an outstanding shortstop. And I think in many cases, Jeremy, it is him getting to baseballs that others don't get to and him making off-balance throws. But when you start making plays like yesterday or not making plays like yesterday, that's something different to me.
Yeah. No, look, I can see that too. Like, you start watching a player that, like, you really respect his defensive ability, and you start to see those things. It's like going back to a quarterback that you think's really good, and you're like, he's throwing a lot of picks this year, isn't he? It's almost the same thing with Gunner and seeing it now. And again, like, there is that at times when you talk about a revolving door with third, second, and what's been going on and switching, and now we'll see what it looks like for the, you know, until Westberg's able to come back. But that's, I don't think people realize how much that looms large for them, because you're taking out a plus bat and I think a plus defender in Jordan Westberg and replacing him with what?
Right? Yeah, you're right.
How long?
And it's a huge step back.
We'll have Mike Elias on in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll ask him some of these questions as well. But right now, one of the things that stood out yesterday, Ed, and talking about, was this the turning point or was this righting the ship? Yesterday, the Orioles had 12 hits and only 6 strikeouts. I love that. 2 of those came by Mountcastle, who did have 2 RBI. But 12 hits and 6 strikeouts to the Blue Jays having 7 hits and 11 strikeouts. I love the fact that they made contact yesterday and scored 10 runs on just 12 hits.
Me too. And I'm happy about the strikeouts more than anything, because that was getting ridiculous. 14 in a game is not acceptable. 6 is, you know, okay. You know, it's fine. But 14 is just, come on, man. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of players that people have considered great defensive players have these. Like, people loved Scott Rowland. He was so good at third. I mean, he had years. We had 25 errors, 30 errors. Like, a lot of them throwing. But again, you know, I do think sometimes this stuff works it out. And I'm not, like, I'm not trying to give it a pass or anything like that. But, like, with Gunner, you fully expect him to get back to what he's doing, but you might be right. Maybe this is a mental thing, and now you're thinking about every throw, which you're changing the level you're throwing at or where your arm angle is. There's all kinds of things, but to Rob's point too, like, doesn't explain some of the fielding stuff we've seen.
You know, one of the more impressive things for me, and I know you're going to like this, Ed, yesterday, Cedric Mullins' line was very, very impressive to me. He had 5 plate appearances. But you look, he had 2 at-bats. You know why? He had 3 walks.
Yeah,
it was 2 for 2 with 3 walks. He scored a run, stole a base.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very good day. And people don't know it. I don't know if people understand this, but Cedric is on a 5-game hitting streak. And during that 5-game hitting streak, he has 7 hits. You know, he's raised his batting average from, I think it was a season low, 213, up to 227. His OPS was 634. It's up to 682. I wonder if he's one of the guys that now took a sigh of relief, because maybe he had a little clue, a little conversation that he wasn't getting traded.
Yeah, maybe.
Leading up to the trade deadline.
Maybe, you know, it eased his mind, whatever, but he certainly looked better than he had, because I was getting a little worried about him because I didn't want him to go. But I do like what I see, and that's his 19th stolen base of the year, too,
because
he's having a good year on the base paths.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I wonder how much of this attributed to the trade deadline, though. Some of these guys being a little bit nervous.
You think guys like Mountcastle and Mullins, yeah, and they weren't worried? Sure.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.